The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Good evening. This is Celebrity Pizza Guy Nicholas Rubin and the lovely
Fashion Wellness Coach Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the
Forget About It Show! Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Come on, get over here. Hey, everyone. So, Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
How's everybody doing out there? We're pretty excited. Today's been a really good day because we haven't had any events going on, so it's been really good. We've been able to kind of gather ourselves. And we had so much fun when we were down in Los Angeles this time, and we got to meet a few new people. And so while we were there, we actually took some trips out on the ocean and came back up here, and of course, you know, there's nothing like coming home and being in this wonderful place up in Northern California. Wouldn't you say that it's been kind of relaxing today?
Relaxing?
Yeah, a little
bit.
It's
never relaxing.
It's never relaxing. Okay. Well,
we're always on the go.
We are. But I actually feel like today was pretty good. But what do you think we had? We had an earthquake today?
Yeah, we had an earthquake, magnitude of 5.7 in Nevada. And then there was another one a little bit more west of Nevada. A 3.7 magnitude, and actually they were like maybe a couple hours apart.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's like, well, sometimes we feel that stuff up here, sometimes we don't, but we really are tucked away up here in a corner where, you know, nobody knows we're up here kind of thing.
We're up here hiding.
Yeah, we're up here hiding. We're hiding from all the crowds.
We have 26 acres to hide in.
Yeah, we do pretty good. But, you know, it's really a tragic thing that, you know, we just left down in Los Angeles and, you know, we were with, in the Hollywood area and doing our venues and stuff. And we had an amazing one for Toys for Tots and,
we had a great event.
Yeah, we did. We really enjoyed ourselves. It was
nothing like giving a toy to a kid that needs a toy.
Yeah, exactly. And the people that came to this venue were just so giving, and they just really enjoyed, you know, each other. And it was as if it was a good meld, the people that were there.
And when a child gets a toy that can't get a toy, or because their family is not well represented with money to give the kid the toy, the child the toy, it's great to give a toy for that child to put a smile on his face.
And you know, that's really a big thing. This next year, Nick and I are going to be doing a lot of different charities. We want to really help the causes. And, you know, we were with quite a few people this last weekend that, you know, are representing different causes. And, you know, it's nice to be able to put pizza and good food and good drink, which Lamborghini champagne, oh my goodness, and just being able to, you know, get out there and talk with people and find out how everybody can kind of meld together and help each other. So we're going to be getting on the calendar this next year. We want to really
start.
It's going to
be a new year.
Yeah, it's going to be a new year where we can really start make a difference. And so I just want to put a send out to anybody and just say, you know, if you want to make a difference and you want to do what you got to do, then you have to be able to, get involved with Easy Way Cares. Make sure that you are, reaching out to us and asking us what you can do to make a difference. Okay?
Because, and don't forget, I got to say this. Easy Way Cares with the Marines Corps Toys for Tots program. They will be doing it annually. This was the second
year. Second year. And that's the thing. If there's something that you have out there that you really have, you have it in your heart to give to, and you know a bunch of people that really want to get on board with that, we are there and we do catering and we will make your event amazing. And if you want to come on our show, we want you to do that as well. And so it's really important for us to make sure that everybody has their group that they want to give to. And I think that the most important thing, if you want to get involved, I want you to text Easy Way to 98028 and let us know. I mean, put your comments in there, what you want to do, and we'll set it up. We'll make sure that you get your message out there. And anyways, we want to, talk about
and
something.
And that is text Easy Way.
Yes. Go ahead. Say it again.
928. If anyone is interested, please do.
Okay. So now we
forget
both
about it.
And you know what? That's what we do. We are the echo. We are the echo couple. We both say what we say. Well, we had someone that we lost. We had someone that we lost, Carrie Fisher. Oh, my gosh. There's so many people that are, Star Wars fans. And, she definitely, Princess Leia, it was such a shocker. And, what really gets us is when you have people that are not too much older than yourself out there and they're passing away. And, for whatever the reason is, they're losing their life and they're not able to contribute to this world anymore. And I know she'd be looking down and she'd be really happy because her mom's just Debbie's just doing an amazing job. Debbie Reynolds is doing an amazing job with the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's going to try to put something there for her. And they had a makeshift star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And, it's a shame when you have someone with so much talent. Or how about
and she
so
hasn't
much,
even had a star.
How much popularity? Let's forget about just talent. I mean, she was a popular person throughout. And
yes.
And she didn't even have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And that's
pretty
sad.
Which means that they kind of overlooked her. Wouldn't you say they overlooked her?
Majorly overlooked.
And now, if they don't do something, it's almost like, well, it's kind of too late to really do it while she was here. It's kind of like, don't give me flowers after I'm gone.
No,
it's called forget about it. It's right. Don't give me flowers when I'm gone. Give them to me now, Does that a hint for you?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I thought,
I think Hollywood really disappointed in, actually, they're a little backtracked. They should have given her a star a long time ago. And like I said, forget about it.
Well, yeah, and I just think that people, you go through life and you just, you pay, your homage to whoever it is that you think is amazing, but there are a lot of people that go unnoticed, and that is something I wanted to say about these venues that we've been doing. There are some amazing hidden talents in these venues, and
okay.
I
want to say something.
Go ahead. You say something.
I'm barking in here. I want to talk about Easy Way Magazine and our section
in
the Easy Way Magazine and how powerful Easy Way is.
Yes.
So go ahead, babe.
Well, yeah, but what is it? What's so powerful about that? It's like we want people who are in
and
the food
we're
industry.
We're having our own magazine.
Anybody that's a top influencer that would love to get involved with Eric Zulli or with Easy Way, we want you to have them. Text 98028. We want you to make sure that you we want to put them in our magazine. We're going to be coming up with a magazine called CPG Magazine. It's a food and wine magazine, and that's for people that want to get their businesses out there and they want to join the family and really create a wonderful business for themselves for 2017, because the amount of viewers and the amount of listeners here on our program even. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, there's just, you know, so many that your name gets out there so quickly.
And remember, it's 98028.
98028, yes. You know, I'm going to print that on the record.
Forget about it.
That's right. Yeah, he is.
All right, let's get back.
We have an amazing guest that we're going to be introducing today, and we have a recipe of the week.
Great actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He's amazing.
Andy Gypsy McFay.
Yeah, he's you know, I'm so
awesome
impressed.
Guy. Great mate.
So down to earth.
Down to earth.
But we're gonna let Eric.
And you know what? Forget about it.
No. So, and then we have our recipe of the week. You know.
Yes, we have my pizza recipe of the week.
And we're going to also have our nutritional fact. But our interview with Andy is going to be amazing. And we're going to go to commercial right now.
We're going to go in depth.
Yeah, we're going to go
with Andy McPeck.
We are.
Be prepared.
See you in a minute.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hey, everyone.
It's
this is the Forget About It crew. They're coming on to listen to us. Well,
all right, let's get it rolling.
We want to introduce our amazing mentor, and you know, Eric Zulli is the founder of EasyWayPromotions.com. He works with some of the top A-list celebrities who are partnering, and he's partnering with Tim Brown through his EasyWay Visa card coming up this 2017, which we want everybody to get one and get on board, and which it's going to be an amazing year. And he was on the cover of Hollywood Weekly. He's one of the top 10 influencers around the world, and he's worked with the NFL alumni through Emery Patterson, which we're really excited that we were able to spend some time with him this last weekend. If you want to get more information, you want to go to ericzulley.net. That's Z-U-L-E-Y. And, Eric, how the heck are you?
908.
Yeah, right.
What's going on, guys? I'm just enjoying the show, man. You two together, Penny and Nick, Celebrity Pizza Guy, and Mr. Forget About It himself, and you, Penny. You guys are like yin and yang. You so balance each other out, and it's just entertaining hearing you guys do your thing. But hey, guys, welcome. Yeah, I'm one of the top influencers in the world for social media, top 10, and you know, several covers of magazines, and I'm the influencer here to introduce our awesome, wonderful guest and my good friend and actually one of our members of Easy Way, Andy McPhee. Andy McPhee, he was an actor in Sons of Anarchy, season 3. He's an acting coach. His son actually has played the Nightcrawler in X-Men. And Andy recently got back from a trip, maybe he could tell you guys about, in Australia from filming a movie. So welcome to the Forget About It show, Mr. Andy McPhee.
Yeah, Forget About It.
That's right. Yeah, we're just so excited to have you on, Andy. We just, you know, every time we come down there, we just love seeing you. And we thought this would be a great opportunity for us to find more about you and let the world know what a great guy you are. So how are you today?
I'm great. You guys, I don't need to ask. You sound great.
Yeah. We work all day to get there, you know?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, Hey, you know, just a question. Now, where were you born and raised? Tell us, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Melbourne, Australia, back in the dark ages of 1952.
Oh, wow. That was a good
what
year.
What do you mean, wow? I said it's dark. I didn't say it was that dark.
You know, I'm the older one of the two of us, so, you know, I understand.
I was born
that's awesome. Well, Australia's beautiful. That must have been a great thing.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. And what brought you over here to the United States?
Cody Smith McPhee. I've been working as an actor for 28 years, and he is now 20 years old. His sister's 25. She's an actress as well. He won an award when he was 10 years old in Australia when I got him into acting. Yeah, he won an AFI with Eric Banner, which is our equivalent. That's our biggest movie award you can get in Australia, the AFI. It's the Australian Film Industry Award, and he got it for Best Child Actor, and Eric Banner got it for Best Adult Male Actor in a movie called Romulus, My Father, which was one of Cody's, his first major movie where he won a massive award, and then that got us to Australia. He'd had a couple little jobs before that, but that was the big one. And that got us to the USA, and we all came over here, and the both kids have been working on different projects, and now Cody's 20, and yeah.
So did you go to school in Australia before you came over, or did you finish up over here? Where did you go to school at?
Well, Cody, we've only been here 8 years, so yeah, I quit school about 100 years ago.
Well, you look really good for 100 years.
Sounds like 1990 to me.
That was good.
Yeah, Cody went to school here. Cody and his sister, Shanoa, went to school here for a while. And then they completed their school in America, and now they're out doing their own thing. I don't go or travel anymore.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
That's really good. Well, Nick, do you have?
Oh, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, we want to know it all, Andy.
We want to. It's called Know It All about Andy McFadden.
Yeah, that's right. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Okay, so wait a minute. Now, you were a train driver?
Yeah, I was.
And what train did you drive?
Well, I left school when I was 16 and went into the...
Really?
I had a job in a department store, but I got fired from that because I was letting stink bombs off in the cafeteria. So,
all right, this is going to be a good interview here.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I'm going to get into this right now.
Hold on. All right, here we go. So go ahead.
So I went into the Victorian Railways, and I drove what you call over here is an engineer who drives the locomotives on freight trains and interstate and intrastate passenger trains. So I did that for about 15 years, and then I left and started pursuing other different types of careers.
Oh, yes. And there's other aspects of your career. Was a nightclub bouncer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I pretty much did it all. I was a bouncer in nightclubs. I started my acting career a bit before that. I was a martial artist, first dan in judo, and then I stopped that and after about 15 years as well. And then I took off into professional wrestling, which I did for right up into my late 40s, I think.
Wow.
And professional wrestling is what got me into acting. We did a commercial back home in Australia. They wanted professional wrestlers, and I really enjoyed that. And then I thought, well, I'm going to try and get into acting. And I posted a picture on my Facebook the other day of an Aboriginal actor back in Australia who I first met 28 years ago. And he introduced me to my first agent, and that's how I started. I actually didn't do much formal training. I'm just a loudmouth, and I'm out there, so I didn't really need to do much training. It sort of came natural for me. I just played myself with what they wanted in the characters, and taught my kids pretty much the same way. I've had a coloured life, you know, I've mixed in, you know, the underworld figures, nothing huge, but just dabbled in, you know, drugs and, you know, things and gangs, and I rode with motorcycle clubs, not as any members or anything, but I ran with motorcycle clubs and, you know, cut a long story short, I ride with Bikers for Christ now, which is a huge Christian motorcycle club, and I'm proud to say I'm a Christian and proud to say I've got
that's
a faith.
Awesome.
And I don't push it down anyone's throat, because they can just see that the way I am now is not the way I used to be. And I
that's
love
right.
Pete.
That's right.
You live the way you lived, and now you're for the better.
And you're living by example, too. You know, they can see it. That's for sure.
But you have a big list of everything you've done in your life. Let me tell you, I say you have done it all.
You've lived a very full life.
Yes, you have. Scrap metal dealer.
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff. Yeah, scrap metal dealer, pool lifeguard, all mowing grounds. I can't even think of half from professional wrestling and the train driving.
So
how
long did you do professional wrestling for?
Yeah.
Probably did that close to 16, 17 years.
And what was your name as a wrestler?
Yeah, what was your name?
Mad Max Miller.
Mad Max Miller.
Get out of
here.
The name of another wrestler back in Australia. So I just got inducted into the Hall of Fame in Australian wrestling about 6 weeks ago when I was back there filming, which was an honor. I didn't think I was that particularly good at it, but someone did.
Well, you're so tall. My God, most wrestlers, I don't know too many wrestlers that are that tall.
Oh.
Were you tall? Were you tall like that when you were wrestling? Because
of course he was.
Yeah. I was.
Well, no, some people
are the same height as he is now.
Yeah, same height. I was probably just a little bigger.
Just a little bigger.
There you go. Yeah, I can see when you're coming out of it. They probably turn around and run, right? You know?
Yeah.
No, my son
did,
used to wrestle, so that's why I'm saying that.
Hold on, let him speak.
Some ran, but some didn't run, I can tell you. And the ones that didn't run, that's when you're in trouble.
Oh, my God.
You're cracking me up. So let me ask you a question. Did you ever wrestle Hulk Hogan?
No. I wrestled with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who was a big wrestler back in the day in the States. I met and worked with Malenko and Big Boss Man. I'm talking about guys back, you know, 20 years ago. Stone Cold Steve
How about
Austin,
Andre the Giant?
No, I never met him. I worked with Stone Cold Steve Austin. We were
there
in a movie
go.
Together called
there
The...
You go.
Steve Austin.
Oh,
yeah,
that's but, awesome.
Called the Condemned, the Lionsgate film. We did that together, so he's a cool guy. I hooked up with Andrew Anderson in New Jersey about 8 weeks ago. I met him.
New
so
Jersey.
We're going to catch up.
Hey,
What part of Jersey?
I was out there doing an autograph signing for Sons of Anarchy, but it was fun. You know, I met a whole bunch of really cool people.
What part of Jersey?
To be honest, I can't remember. I've never been there before. It was at the Chiller event where we do autograph signings.
Jersey?
It was over the bridge. I know that, but I can't be honest. I really
it was out of the bridge. Were you out of Philadelphia or were you out of New York?
No, it was asking the wrong person. I don't know. I really don't. I can sit here and give you all these answers, but I really...
This is a big forget about it.
He didn't go walk about it.
Forget about it.
It's like, give me the pen and forget about it.
All right. So, hey, listen, I got some questions for you, some other questions here. Now, you are coaching mentoring actors who mentors actors and help them coach.
Yeah.
You coach them to be actors. So, what do you do?
Yeah, where at?
Well, a lot of it's one-on-one coaching. I run a lot of when I was back in Australia a few weeks ago, I did two independent films. I did a TV series called Wentworth, which is on Netflix, quite a popular show in America. It's about female prisons. It's a soapy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
I I coached and ran workshops over there. We're actually bringing some actors from Australia over here in February for a couple of weeks to learn the ropes here. I teach privately a lot in America, like one-on-ones. My style of acting coaching has got nothing to do with you learning lines. It's more about you. I do a lot of personal growth and development coaching as well. And so my deal is getting into people and getting them to have a look at a lot of the, you know, things that block us in life. Like, I mean, I'm still going through things myself. That's why I feel really honored to be able to helping people, because I can speak from experience. I'm not saying my stories are worse than anyone else's or better. It's just that's what I've experienced. I'm working with a young kid called Tyler from he was introduced to me by a couple of writers and directors who are Christian friends of mine, who I met them, you know, randomly, and now we're all good mates. And then they met this young guy called Tyler, who's living in a transition house smack in the middle of Skid Row. And so I took him out over Christmas, and I'm going to take him to a New Year's Eve party. We're going to do a YouTube channel for him, get his songs up. He's a songwriter. So we're going to try and get his career going and help him get back out of Skid Row, you know.
Good, you're going to mentor him.
You're going to mentor him.
Yeah.
Well, you should connect with Eric and let him brand him, and you do the mentoring.
I'd love to, because it's a great story, you know. Like, you can only do one person at a time. You can't save the world.
Right.
You can save the world that's around you. You know, like I deal with a lot of relationship issues, because I've had four breakups over my life in relationship issues, a lot of anger from my childhood, and I've, you know, had a lot of mentoring over the years and personal help with that. And so now I can speak from my own experience of, you know, like even just recently, you know, just cutting myself off from a recent relationship girlfriend I was with for 6 years. And, you know, she's a wonderful, wonderful person, but I've had to cut myself away. And what men find hard to do is really to let go and just
live
let
your
go
life.
And just, yeah, but send love to the person that you're leaving and honor what you've done or own what you've done, then forgive yourself and then move on. So my life is involved in a lot of teaching, mentoring, acting, working, driving, just working with people. So it's
That's
not just
awesome.
About acting.
It's almost like me. I'm trying to do that the same way. After I fell off a roof in 1998, I fell 60 feet.
Wow.
And I died and came back, and I was bedridden for 3 years. And,
wow.
And where I'm at today.
Yeah, that's a big wow. And
that's a forget about
and,
it.
And that's a forget about it, yeah. And, you know, he came out here, and we've been chasing his dream ever since, and, you know, it kind of runs side by side with mine, and we get to meet awesome people like you. I mean, what more could we ask for, right?
Yeah, and vice versa, you know, like it's because of just well, how I met Eric was random. I was invited to an event they were putting on, and I just heard Eric talk, and I went straight up to him at the end and said, mate, I want to know you, because you mentioned some words there that really hit with me, and I want to know more about you. That's how we met, because I will just go up and approach. I've had my friends go, I don't go talking to everyone. I said, oh, you don't have to. I will. That's how I meet people. I talk to people.
You're like me.
You know? Yeah. And,
no,
and, you know,
let
that,
me ask you a question.
That,
Hold on.
Yeah.
I got a question. So what do you think about Eric Zulli?
Yeah, what do you think about him?
Well, I'll tell you honestly, back in the time a few years back, a couple of my friends said, I don't know, she said, I've read some negative things about him on, you know, on the internet. You want to be careful. And she pulled away. And I just went, yeah, okay, whatever. So I let it sit for a while, and then I just sat back and watched him, and then I went, no, I'm going with my original judgment that I like the guy that I met, and to this day, it's been right, and I think Eric is, he's very hard in a soft way, if you know what I mean, if that makes sense. He's a good Christian guy. He stands for other people. Yes, he's there to make money, because everybody in the world is, so, you know, when people throw that around, oh, but he's only making money, well, who isn't? We're all making money. If we didn't make money, we wouldn't survive. But he's also a lot out there. And same as you guys, you're giving back and whatever, you know, we all can do to survive, but also be there for other people and maybe enhance people's careers. And that's what Eric's doing.
Correct.
And, Correct. Yeah, he's great.
Right, exactly.
So, like, on the internet where people are saying they denounce him and this and that, and I've been hearing a lot of feedback from a lot of people saying he's a fraud, this and that. Do you think he's a fraud?
Well, I have had no experience of him being a fraud, you know, like everything he said, he does.
We haven't either.
We've had nothing but
all. You know, and, you know, like, I mean, to this point in time right now, he's grown since the first time I met him. Like, his business has expanded, and I'm sure you wouldn't get people turning up to events if someone was getting ripped off. But someone might have had an incident years ago which wasn't actually what stated on the internet. I don't know the details, but, you know, stories get stressed or things happen through, you know, occurrences and circumstances. I really don't know. But at this
Correct.
Particular
well, that's
time
true.
Right
no,
now...
That is A1, forget about it. You know why? Because
you hit it right
when
on the
you
money.
Have, you hit it on the money. Because when you have disgruntled people that wanted to be involved with someone, and then he doesn't want to be involved with them, then they're going to say stuff about him. And that's
yeah.
what happens.
And that's,
yeah.
that's right. And that's just life anyway. That happens in any relationship, even boyfriend, girlfriends, husband, wife.
You got it.
You upset someone. And that's where I've... like I was mentioning before, like you said, you fell 60 feet?
Six stories.
Yeah,
so, you figure 10 feet per story.
So your story, which is a play on words, you fell 60 stories, but your story can relate to many people. Like, you know.
No, it's 60 stories, not 60. If I fall 60, I'd be dead.
You know, like the thing is, we all fall, you know. We all fall.
No, you're...
I'm,
Andy,
you know
you're
what I'm saying?
Laugh.
I know.
No,
yeah, well, fall, mate.
We,
I
you know, so no, really, that's very, very true. And you know what he's gone through.
And 6 stories, not 60.
Yeah, it was 60 feet. But 60. You know, the pun on words is for sure the story thing. But no, seriously, he. He has been through so much. And, you know, before he came out here, he was even in a wave runner accident and thought he was going to die too. You know? Well, you know what? Hey, Andy, we got someone that's in queue that wants to say hi. And
yeah.
I believe it's Jim Zuley.
Hey, guys. What's cooking?
There you
hey.
Go.
Like, what's cooking, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Penny, am I stepping out of bounds if I would suggest the Humpty Dumpty pizza, or would I be out of bounds with it?
You know, that is a possibility.
That's called a breakfast pizza.
So, Jim, you come on to say hi to us and hi to Andy, and yeah, we've been having a good time here with Andy.
Just stopping in to say, you know, like after Christmas high and pre New Year's high and everything. I'll tell you what, it goes so fast, you know. Like, I can't believe 2017. It sounds like the future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff going on, though. Boy, can you believe that, though? You know, we do that baby boomer show, and every time I hang up, you got to pick up the phone, and it's the next week already.
I know. We were so grateful that
That's
Andy.
What you said today.
But you know, it's funny. About 3 days ago, I said to Nick, I says, we need to get a hold of Andy because I just would love to hear his story. And, you know, Andy, we did our show on the way up from Los Angeles last week with Jim Zuley. He called in. We had to pull over and do our show. And I'm going to tell you something.
What I thought.
It was fun. We had a good time.
It was
it was a great show, but it was a forget about the show because we threw it all together so quick, and thank God we have people to pull from. But, you know, I really, we had a good time, Jim. It was good. And you know, Jim got some good footage of everybody. I saw some of the pictures of you, Andy. I'll tell you, a lot of that stuff, Jim Zuley, yeah. A lot of that stuff Jim Zuley took.
Hey, do you think Andy would like the Turks?
Oh, he would love Turks.
I bet you he'd like Turks.
That would be great. Yes. We went to a couple really good restaurants when we were down there. So, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because Nick can make anything. So when we go into restaurants.
It was hard to get Nick to stay in the restaurant, though. He kept going outside watching the field jump around.
I'm sure he can make anything. He can make a 60-foot fall look like it was nothing.
Yeah.
If you can make a 60-foot fall look like it. He's my bionic man, you know, I'll tell you. So I told him, you know, we have to insure his little fingers, you know.
All right.
So he spin those pies. Yeah, you gotta spin those pies. But no, seriously, so we went out to the restaurants, and actually Jim was able to take us to one that actually Nick really liked the food. So that was good. But we would love Andy to take you out for dinner or something next time we come down and check out some.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Do you like fish, Andy? Do you like fish?
Yeah, I eat anything, mate.
Okay.
He eats anything.
So yeah, Benny, good. I think he would like Portocaldon, right? You pick out your own stuff and then just have him cook it up.
Oh, Andy would love Portocaldon.
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun.
You been down there, Andy?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you got to hit Portugal down in San Pedro. Just go to Portugal Village. Yeah,
oh,
like
right.
That.
It's
and
a
you
place
got the ship.
Where you pick your fish, they clean it for you right there, and they cook it for you right there, and then they put it on these trays. And it's almost like a crab feed, you know, but it's with all different types of fish.
It's all fresh fish. Fresh
but it's amazing.
Food. And they cook it for you. The
Nick,
way you want it.
What was the name of that down there? Do you remember?
The what?
What was the name
of
that big
warship? Who?
The warship that we saw, the big warship.
Oh. What's that?
Oh, wait a minute. The Iowa.
Iowa? Yeah.
Yes.
You got to go down there, Andy.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah, you got the.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, you got the warships and you got the big. Ships. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, they're right there on the Portugal.
Yeah, we could get some good pictures. And Andy, we would love to have you with a chef's hat on the front of our CPG magazine cover. We'd love to have you there. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
coming out soon. CPG magazine.
Just don't let me cook. That's all.
I'll mentor you, and then we can turn you into a celebrity pizza chef.
Hey, you know, I got an idea. You could teach him how to act, and he could teach you how to cook.
You know what? I think it'd be easier for you to teach me how to cook.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Oh, forget about it.
So did you guys figure out what an Andy pizza would be all about? And did you ask him what would
there
a custom
go.
Pizza?
Andy's custom pizza is.
Yeah. What do you
yeah.
What do you
so
want?
So Andy, Andy, tell us what you'd like on your pizza. I know we did one at the very first Easy Talk Live.
Everything.
Everything. I know it was everything.
Yeah.
Because I
made. Yeah, I've got tattooed across my neck, all or nothing. And I got told off, or I got mentioned by one of my ex-girlfriend, she said, yeah, that is you, you're all or nothing. If you're not with someone, you head off and don't want to talk to them. I said, well, it's not that, I just got to look after myself as well, you know. So all or nothing,
so
mate, either a pizza with the lot or forget about it.
That's funny.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you were able to call in. And
I just popped in real quick.
Guess what?
That's
just a
awesome.
Quick hi to everybody. And Happy New Year. And Andy,
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, done, guys. All right, Andy,
I'm
we're
loose.
Back to you. This is you now.
Okay,
I've got a few questions left, and then we're done, if you don't mind. Okay. So, this is my questions to you. You worked with a guy on Skid Row to get him out of there.
Which is
and to chase his passion of singing, which you already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You coach children, your children, into acting careers.
Yep.
You spend non-acting
time
leading landmark forum introductions, working with in your church, and coaching and mentoring.
Yep.
Okay. So we have a movie that you just made called The Legend. What is that all about?
It's screening here in L.A. in one of the indie theaters. It's called The Legend of Ben Hall. It's about
right.
our bush rangers. Our famous bush rangers. So that's just opened up in L.A. It's not a huge movie. It's an indie movie. But, yeah, it's a great movie. We went and saw it out on Ventura Boulevard at La Mia Theatre there. So, it's a great little first movie this guy made, and he did an amazing job. Like,
you look awesome in that.
You do. Your pictures are amazing.
And then you just made another movie called Living Space.
Yeah, that's not out yet, but you can actually Google that, called Living Space, the movie, and you can sort of follow its progress. It's an indie horror film, and it was really quite intense. There's quite a bit written up about it on the internet when you can find it. So that'll be good when that comes out. It'll be really interesting to see how that goes. It was very intense. I played a German SS officer. I can't say too much about it. But,
it looks like you were playing a German. It looks like show called Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing.
About it.
Colonel Clink.
That's what you
I know
like.
Nothing.
Forget about it.
Oh man, you're killing me.
So anyway, Andy, it's awesome having you on the show, and Penny has a question for you.
Yeah, I want to ask you, if someone wanted to follow you on the social media, where would they go?
Well, I've got my Instagram is Andy_McPhee_official. Andy_McPhee_official.
Okay. All right. Is that your best one?
Yeah, that's pretty much
well,
it.
Well, that's good. Okay, well, we definitely want to get a chef's hat on you and talk to you about maybe putting you on the cover. We're still not done with that conversation.
We have to mentor you into being a chef now.
Yeah, we could do that. And you know what? We're going to be filming.
It's going to be called Gypsy Chef.
Chef Gypsy, yes. There you go. Yeah.
Well, that could be really interesting, but it could end up the same way Sons of Anarchy did, like you did, mate. You did a gypsy. You did a 60-foot fall. Well, if the cookie doesn't go well, I could be taking a big fall off a tall building.
We'll just, if the food doesn't turn out, we'll say Gypsy made it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I love you, brother.
Yeah.
I love seeing you at the events. I love talking to you. I got your phone number.
Yeah,
and,
we'll definitely.
God bless and Happy New Year to you and to your family.
Yeah, guys, have a Happy New Year and stop ringing me at 3:00 in the morning. I don't like you that much.
Nick,
well,
Nick,
man.
You know what it is?
Who rang you at 3:00?
3:00.
Not me.
No. You know, he is a night owl, so maybe he forgot what
it's called. Working, got to work for your money.
Yeah, right. He worked there.
Yeah, I know.
He's making
all the dough for the pizza. That's what he's doing, making all the dough for the pizza.
You have no idea, Andy. I gotta call him in to go to sleep because he's Mr. Clean at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
No, and that's probably
good,
why you got that phone call.
Wait a minute. I never called him at 3:00.
I know. We're just teasing.
Forget about it.
Anyways, we're looking
at it. Yeah, I love you, brother. Happy New Year. Thank you for being on the show. God bless. And you know what?
Yeah.
You did a great job. Thank you.
You did a great job. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Okay,
right.
That's great.
We'll be
talking. And Happy New Year to all your Easy Way listeners.
Yes, we love our Easy Way listeners. Absolutely.
Forget about it.
Well, you take care, and we'll be seeing you
when we come
down, I'm sure.
Go. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Andy.
All right, let's go to commercial, guys.
Commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
Are we really?
I think we are.
No, yeah?
We are. We're back. Forget about it. I think what we're going to do is we are going to go through in. We're going to go with the recipe of the week.
Oh, the recipe of the week. So let me influence you into a pizza of the week. How would you like this?
I want to.
And if you're from Philadelphia, you would love this.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, Philadelphia cheesesteak pizza. Wow.
Sounds wonderful.
Forget about it. It is tasty. If you have the right meat, it's called ribeye steak, cut thinly. And you put it in your saute pan with the onions and peppers. And you saute it. And then you make your dough, which you already know how to, since I taught you how to.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you put your cheese on the dough. And then you put your meat after it's sauteed with the onions and peppers. And then you put an extra layer of cheese on top. But the best part about it is you put your sauce on top. Then a little added cheese with some hot peppers, if you like it like that. You could go hot peppers or no hot peppers. But the majority of people like hot peppers with their cheesesteak in Philadelphia. So this is how you would do it. And it's called white cheddar cheese from Wisconsin. And you mix it and forget about it.
Yeah, no, white cheddar's the best. I like the cheddar better than anything. And it's funny because
you could add mushrooms. You could add anything you want to it. You could add more to it. It's just the way you want to make it and what you want with it. But the normal Philadelphia cheesesteak is with fried onions and peppers, actually hot peppers, with lettuce, tomato, and you know.
And it's amazing.
A roll.
My God, it's so delicious.
But this is a pizza, and you could add ketchup to this on top of it to make it really like a Philadelphia cheesesteak pizza.
Yeah,
because
I think
you
that's
put ketchup
that
with
you
your Philadelphia cheesesteak and or cheese whiz. It's a different environment of a food that you can create and make it the way you want it to be made.
Now, do you drain the fat off that meat
before you
put it on?
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's
you have to drain the fat, the oils, and all that, and you know, and then you put it on the dough with the cheese and. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, bada bing.
As Lester Spates would say, bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, bada bing. Well, you know, and that kind of falls into our nutritional fact of the week here. You know, he's right. You know, this is an awesome, awesome pizza pie. And but the one thing that people miss when they're cooking meats is that, you know, there's fat content to the meats. You know, we get our protein from the meat, but the fat content is something that we really need to start paying attention to. And we're going to be coming up with this pizza diet, which I think is going to be an amazing change for everybody. But we're going to go over some of these facts, because when you look at your labels, and, you know, you're cooking things from scratch as well, but when you're looking at labels, you want your serving to not have more than 5 to 7% of fat. So if you look at something and it has more than 5 to 7% fat, you want to rinse it. You want to make sure that the fat goes off.
Correct.
And you want to cook it in certain amounts of it because you want the flavor.
And if you're going to cook it in olive oil.
Right.
Because olive oil has no fat.
But you don't want
the
fat.
Olive oil is good for you.
Because the fat can be really intense, and up to 21% of fat can be, you know, 121
grams of fat.
Well, it could be 120 calories just by itself. So
correct.
If you go into any, which are, of course, across the board, we have Heart Association, we have diabetes, we have, you know, various different diets. They all are stating now that you need a low fat because you only want 1% fat and no trans fat. So,
correct.
So if you're cooking it yourself, guess what? You're not getting all that junk.
You got it.
So we encourage.
You are watching what you eat.
Yes. And that's,
so,
and that's
and
the beauty.
And by you watching what you eat, guess what? It's more healthier for you because when you go to a pizzeria, you don't know what you're eating.
You don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting. And with Celebrity Pizza Guy,
it's different.
You're going to have a healthy pizza no matter what because the way I cook at home is the way I cook for you. And that is the way it is.
Yes.
Healthy.
And once again, if you want to get a hold of us, you want to text to Easy Way right now at 98028. Also, celebritypizzaguy.com. We're coming out with our CPG magazine. So if anybody wants to get in there, we have rates. We have really good rates because it's our first issue. We want to make sure that everybody gets out there and, you know, and gets a good deal. But we have Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe and events, plus our website, celebritypizzaguy.com, as I just mentioned,
and we have
is going to be up and running here in a little bit. And
we have CPG at 188.
Okay, yes. And if you want to call us, it's 188-608-9598.
Well, you have that remembered.
I do.
Wow.
You know, I am the market girl.
You are
so,
the blast.
Yes. Yeah, the blast from the past. So, yeah, so we just want to make sure everybody is aware that this is coming up. This next year is going to be awesome, and we are so excited to come into the 2017 new year. And by the way, we're looking forward to the
finally this coming up month.
What?
We are looking to do our what?
We're going to be doing our magazine, but we're going
no,
to be doing
besides
what are
that. Oh, baby.
Okay. You're so silly. Oh my God. So
hold on, let me talk.
Okay, go ahead. You tell him.
Oh God, you're killing me. We are going to be doing Celebrity Pizza Guy TV show.
Oh yes.
And what is it called?
Celebrity Pizza Guy Pizza Cooking Show. I don't know. We're gonna be. Go ahead. Come
you
on.
Talk.
You're the
you're
chef.
Going.
You're the chef. You know, he is. He's a master chef. And, I mean, he can make anything. But we're going to do it the
that's
healthy way.
Doing.
I know it's got nothing to do with it. But you know what? Tell us what the show is going to be.
The show is going to be with a celebrity creating his pizza.
Yeah, yeah, but tell
so
us what
far,
it's called.
So far, we are online with Lester Spates to be the
yes,
first,
we cannot
first celebrity
wait.
To create. And he wants me to mentor him. Making pizza.
And he won't
he
be
wants
saying,
me
forget
to
about
teach
it,
him
that's
how
sure.
to make pizza. He wants me to show him how to make and flip a pizza. He wants me to show him everything that goes with a pizza. And that's going to be a great show.
And we're going to teach him how to eat healthy.
I think that
you need to show him some tricks on how to cut calories back. And
well, he wants a meat protein.
He wants a protein pizza.
Pizza. And yeah. He wants actually venison. Actually, we had that for Christmas.
We are. We're going to bring some venison.
And he wants venison. He wants sausage. He wants meats. He's a meat eater.
He is a meat eater.
So basically, it's going to be called the Lester Spates Meat Eater Pizza.
There you go. I like that.
And it's going to have venison, pepperoni sausage, real sausage.
We'll have to feature him in CPG magazine.
And then he wants his mozzarella cheese, which I discriminate.
A picture of him eating that pizza.
A picture of we're gonna have video.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean? It's gonna be filmed.
Yeah, we're gonna. Well, no, I'm talking about in the magazine. Well, definitely.
Well, we're the magazine. Yes,
it'll be
we
a
will
landmark
have that.
For sure.
And so yes, he wants a meat eater's pizza with venison. Me, dear me, and it's going to be awesome. So that'll be an awesome time.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure. I think we got about 6 more minutes. I don't know. We're looking at the time clock here. But, you know, the most important thing is that we are going to definitely do some serious – you're so funny. It's a serious marketing this year. And, you know, he has such an amazing product. So we want to get out there and we want to intermingle with people. We're going to be working with Lamborghini Champagne. We're going to be calling all you celebrities to the table. We want you to come in and make your pizzas with Nick Rubin, Celebrity Pizza Guy. And, you know, when we were at this last event, I can't tell you how many came through the kitchen door. And they all wanted to stand there and watch him do his thing. And, you know, he is. He's an amazing cook. And once again, we had that food disappear, like, instantly. I was like, my gosh, all those hours.
What do you mean again? They went.
They went at the Kiss the Monkeys.
Kiss the Monkeys went a half hour. And then this last one went 45 minutes to an hour.
I couldn't believe the way they were surrounding the table.
But they had pizza.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's funny. They loved the other food and got full on it, but then they came back for pizza.
And the pizza oven didn't really work well, so I had to do what I had with it. And thank God I had lots of food because the oven didn't work well for the pizza, and I had to do what I had.
Yeah, but
to do
see, that's what's so magic about you. You make it work.
I can make
no
anything
what.
Work.
And that's a real chef. That's someone who really.
That's right.
You know, so
you have to create what you have, and with what you have to deal with. And if you can't deal with what you have, then you can't deal with what you got.
Well, we're going to also be looking for some people to help us and mentor. And I think we want to get an idea of him.
Do you know how
getting,
hard that was to
we,
do that?
We want you to mentor some people so that you can get your great food across this country.
Especially with one person doing what he did, besides a little help from the side. That's a lot of work.
It was. But
from
you,
12
but,
in the afternoon.
But you pulled it off because
until
you're magic.
3 in the morning.
You pulled it off.
I wonder why I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah, he sleeps in the morning because he's tired. And then at night, it's like, forget about it.
No.
Yeah. Is that your thinking time?
Yeah.
I think so.
We think in the night.
So.
And we work during the day. But my brain's still going through the night.
So we're going to have an amazing person on next week, so please look forward to it. And we encourage all of you to call in if you want. And if you have any questions, we want you to write in, text in.
Hey, thanks for being on the show. If you're here, God bless you. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. And
God bless.
Forget,
and don't forget about it. Love you.
Bye.
Eric, wake up. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!